Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our studies, the varied ministry of the Spirit of God to His people. And we will turn again to the wonderful 8th chapter of Romans there, where the Spirit's activity is so greatly exposed, so greatly told out how wonderful it is. He's mentioned 19 times in the 8th chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. And we have noticed him already as the Spirit of God as our helper. We've seen him as our indweller. And today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider the Spirit of God as our leader. In verse 14, we read these words, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." This very language suggests that these people have reached a degree of maturity. They are the sons of God. We'll go into this a little later in the broadcast. Now, God has always led His people. I think of the way that God led the people, the children of Israel, through the wilderness, led them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and through 40 years of that terrible, indeed extended trauma of the desert. He led them by a pillar cloud. The pillar cloud was over the tabernacle, over the Holy of Holies. And He led them by that cloud. It was just a pillar of cloud, and by night it was a fire. It was a column of fire. They had street lights. God lighted up the whole camp by that Shekinah glory that appeared over Israel. Now, every morning they were to look at that tabernacle to see if the cloud was resting down on the Holy of Holies. If it wasn't, if it was in the air, it meant that they marched that day. And so when they broke camp, the cloud moved over, away from the tabernacle, because the tabernacle would be torn down by this time. They were going to move. And it would lead them through the wilderness. God led His people. Then I think of the wonderful way the Lord Jesus explains this in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. The Lord Jesus, in that wonderful chapter, says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Now He says in regard to the sheep, verse 4 of chapter 10 of John's Gospel, "And when He putteth forth His sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow, for they know His voice." He led His sheep. The shepherd led His sheep. Just as the pillar of cloud led the children of Israel, the shepherd led His sheep. Also we read in verse 27 of that wonderful chapter, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." But look, let's be practical. We don't have the pillar cloud now. We don't have the Lord here in person to lead us as His sheep. But we do have the Spirit of God to lead us as we go through this wilderness of our experience. And that Spirit of God leads us into the things of God. And certainly there is a transition now as we speak. We spoke a moment ago about an element of maturity here. As the Spirit of God leads us, I think we would do well to turn to the 3rd chapter of Galatians, in verse 24, and see the transition from the economy of the law and how God led His people under the economy of the law for so many centuries, and then the change, the transition to Christianity after Christ had died on the cross for our sins. And here we have it in Galatians chapter 3, and I want you to notice the prominence given to the Spirit, not in this particular verse, but as we read on. "Before faith came," faith in Christ, "before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed." Now, beginning at chapter 4 and verse 1, we read, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world." Now, He's speaking about them being children. When? when they were under the schoolmaster. The law, we read in verse 24, was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. The law did teach them things. Believe me, it did. It taught them they were sinners. I can tell you that. So now we have here the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he is be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed to the Father. Even so we, when we were children, and he's talking about the Jewish people, were in bondage under the elements of the world. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now notice, please, the prominence of the Spirit here. Verse 6, but because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son, and it's a capital S, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore we now are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. Now, the servant obeys, and he is a valuable person, of course. But we are sons. We don't have to be told what to do. We seek out the interests of our Heavenly Father. And in that sense, we have achieved an area of responsibility, an area that in which we can mature, and that is by following the leading of the Spirit of God. Now, let's ask a question and answer it. The different ways, how many different ways does the Spirit lead us? Well, we won't touch upon them all today, but I want to suggest these different ways that the Spirit leads you and me, not with a pillar cloud, not as a shepherd, but the Spirit leads us in different ways. All right, let's think of this. He leads us in our worship. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3, we read these words, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit, capital S. And rejoice in the Lord Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. This is in contrast to Israel. We are the circumcision now. We are led by the Spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. We worship God in the Spirit. And the Spirit is the author of that worship. He leads us in our worship. Jude, the 20th and 21st verses of the Epistle of Jude, we read there. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Praying in the Holy Ghost. He leads us in our prayer. He leads our worship. And he leads us to occupation with God by worship. Worship is not something that we pump up within ourselves. The Spirit of God indicts it. And he leads us in this respect as the sons of God. Then he gifts and directs the elders and the shepherds to feed the church as a flock. This is in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. We read there, take heed therefore unto yourselves. Paul is speaking to the elders at Ephesus on this occasion. He's about to leave them. He knows that he won't see them again. He's going to Rome, where he will be incarcerated. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. And so the gifts and the direction of the elders and the shepherd to feed the church was of the Holy Ghost. And it's true today that those who read and expound the Word of God must be in the do it, if it's going to have any profit at all, under the power and the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He does lead us today in the exercise of our gifts as elders. But what about the rest of us? What about common people in our services? Well, we indeed are gifted by the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're told to be there. I think we should just read that, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 there, and verses 4 to 11. And I want you to notice the prominence given to the Spirit. All right. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. The Spirit gives gifts to all the people in the church. He indeed baptizes us together, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. This is verse 13. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made to drink into that one Spirit. Now, we as members of the church, and each one of us, are members of Christ's church. We're not elders. We're not pastors. This is for everybody in the church. Now listen, please. How the Spirit is going to lead you. Now there are diversities of the gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations by the same Lord. There are different diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. And he goes through all the gifts that the Spirit gives. And then he says, but all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, capital S, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, in regard to the leading of the Spirit, I think that perhaps to close out the broadcast today, I couldn't say anything better. And if you're interested, we could not expound it in its fullness. Go into the Acts of the Apostle and see how that God leads his servants in the service of the Lord. For instance, in chapter 13, the Spirit of God says, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them. In the 16th chapter of Acts, we read there where the Spirit forbid them to go into Asia because he wanted them to go into Europe. The Spirit leads all the way. It's wonderful reading, the book of Acts, and the prominence that is given to the Spirit of God in the book of Acts. It's wonderful to think that we do not have to fend for ourselves, that the Spirit of God is indeed in this world leading us and guiding us. Now, and may I suggest that we are very alert, that we're very careful to follow the leading and the guidance of the Spirit, and not to grieve him, not to quench him, but to give him the place in our lives that he should have. Our Father, today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that this series of studies on the Spirit of God will awaken us to some of our responsibilities and some of our capabilities, all given by the Spirit himself. In Christ's name, amen.